This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
A high school track star out of Virginia has taken some, what I would say is well-deserved heat over what happened during a recent 4x200 meter relay race at the state championship at Liberty University. This was on March 4th, and there's a video that's basically gone viral on social media. Maybe some of you have seen it, where this girl is rounding a corner, basically, in this relay race, and one of her opponents passes her, and right as that person passes her, the baton that she's holding, she just starts whacking her over the head to the point where her opponent actually runs off the track. She can't even finish the race. Well, this girl is trying to say, no, it was an accident. I accidentally hit her with my baton. Listen to her now responding after all this heat she's taken.
Everybody has feelings. So you're physically hurt, but you're not thinking of my mental, right? They're going off of one angle. A couple times hitting her, my baton got stuck behind her back like this, and it rolled up her back. I lost my balance, and when I pumped my arms again, she got hit. I know my intentions, and I would never hit somebody on purpose. They're assuming my character, calling me ghetto, racist slurs, death threats, all of this just because of a 9-second video.
I'm not buying for one second that the baton got stuck and that she lost her balance and that she accidentally, repeatedly beat the crap out of her opponent's head. If you watch this video, to me, it's very obvious that this was intentional because as soon as the girl passed her, she conveniently had her baton stuck and lost her balance. Now, what I do not agree with is her receiving death threats and these racist insults.
I'll never
stand for that.
I don't know what race has to do with it. You're looking at a video. The people can be purple, green, yellow, orange. It doesn't matter what color they are. They could all have the same skin color as Donald Trump. What's obvious is one person whacked the other one in the back of the head with a steel pipe. That's what happened. Anybody can see it. It doesn't matter what angle you look at it from. She was doing just fine till the girl started to pass her, and she raised the thing up and hit her in the back
multiple
of the head.
Multiple times, at least twice.
As hard as she could. And the girl, of course, stumbles and goes off the track, and she's holding the back of her head, and she has a concussion
and a possible skull fracture.
It's something that's never happened before in the history of track and field that I can remember, and it was pretty obviously intentional. I just think the whole crocodile tears thing. Now she's sorry she did it, but there's no doubt as to what happened.
She's sorry she did it. Only after
she got caught
and the world came after her because, like I said, the video's gone viral on social media. People are saying really, I'm sure, terrible things about her that are not warranted. I can't stand when that happens, by the way, where someone does something bad and people just do the worst things in response.
It's social media.
It is social media, but it's just people who have no class. I would have no problem tweeting at this girl and saying something like, classless, there's no way that this was an accident. How dare, you know, I would say something like that, but never would I ever want to, a death threat,
well,
and things like that. That bothers me.
It's the downside of this thing we've created here, right? Where you can sometimes go online and many people use on Twitter fake names and you never really know who they are, and they just feel free to say whatever they want because there's no repercussion for it at all. And everybody should get punched in the nose just once to know what it feels like. You would never walk up to somebody's face and say those things to them because you'd get punched in the nose.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even think this girl was bothered by the fact that she was disqualified. I think what probably prompted her to want to come out and say what she just said was because of the pushback from social media.
Yeah, well, how about, okay, it was an emotional race and I let my emotions get the better of me for a moment. I'm sorry. I really wish I could take that back, but I can't. I pray for her quick recovery, blah, blah, blah. I that would have gone a lot further toward redeeming her than her trying to argue that the baton got stuck behind her back, and when she whipped it out, it accidentally went behind her head and then came down on the other girl's head in a slashing motion.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
The only thing is,
it's a shame we couldn't hear the audio, because guess is there were some choice words uttered right about then as well.
I would think the girl who was getting hit would be screaming. The article that I read said that everybody who was watching that relay race gasped, like clearly see at the time, like, this is very intentional because she was mad that the girl was passing her. I'm assuming it was the end of the race and she didn't want to be in third place because there was already a girl ahead of those two.
If you haven't seen it, you've got to go out and search for it and take a look.
Maybe they've lawyered up, though, and they know a lawsuit's coming from the victim's family. So maybe the lawyer advised them to deny it, because then you just have to leave it up to a jury or a judge to interpret, you know, was this intentional or is there any chance that this could have been accidental?
So the first story I read on this said that both teams had been disqualified from the race, but that doesn't make any sense. Why would the girl that got attacked get disqualified?
She was
that a wrong
bumping
headline?
The other girl beforehand.
Oh, they disqualified her for the bump?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's why the other girl got mad and hit her in the head.
I know.
No, it was an accident, Carl. It got stuck.
I'm sorry. Allegedly, that's
her
what
argument
happened,
was that when you turn that corner, everybody gets into the inside lane. And all she was trying to do was cut in front of this girl when she supposedly bumped her. And that's when the girl hit her.
Don't you hate when, like, you accidentally stab people? It sucks.
The girl was still to her right when she hit her, so she hadn't cut over yet. I just wonder, maybe she eased over a little bit and bumped her. It's kind of hard to tell because they are moving really fast. I mean, you could slow-mo it and see it.
Yeah, actually, I have not seen a slow-mo version
either,
of this, but that would be very interesting.
Maybe we should.
It just seems very obvious to me when you watch this video that...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's not an accident. You just look silly now trying to say this. Her career's probably over. And any dreams she had of competing in college, I mean, obviously there is grace, but it's hard to want to have grace for somebody when they're vehemently denying that it was intentional and they are continuing to lie. So grace still exists, but she just needs to fess up to it.
She needs to fess up. Did you run track in high school?
Mm-mm. I was very fast, though. That was like my big thing in elementary school, even into high school. I was very, like, whenever we'd have a relay race, I was always the last person to carry the baton.
Whenever we'd have a relay race, I was always the last person because I was not fast.
No, I think the last person I think is usually fast to finish off the race.
In high school, I was on the field portion of track and field. I did shot put and discus and all that stuff. And at the meets, to spruce things up, they had what they called a fat man's relay. So they would have the field athletes compete against each other in just a relay around the track one time. Each of us was running like a quarter of the track. Because none of us could run the whole thing probably without keeling over and dying at some point. And as I remember those batons, they were like lightweight aluminum. I'm not even sure if I hit it at the rate they were going. I'm not even sure. They must have changed that material over the years because it would had to have been heavier than the thing we used to carry. It strikes me to inflict that sort of damage.
It says it's still when I'm Googling it. It says that high school track and field relay batons are typically made from that aluminum,
yeah,
a lightweight durable
aluminum
material. But I mean, you think about if you're using enough force. I mean, even if I took a banana and whacked you over the head hard enough, it would still hurt. I mean, I'm not saying it's the same as, you know, like a steel pipe,
yeah,
but I'm just saying,
maybe
like, anything could hurt if you're using enough force.
Yeah. All right, well.
Why don't we try that? Why don't we get off camera here during the break, you know? Why don't I get an aluminum pipe, a baton, and just whack you a few times, and we'll put it on social media?
Remember back before political correctness when you could call something like that a fat man's relay? These days you'd be accused of weight bias because of that stupid promo we run all the time on this radio station. Weight bias is a serious problem. Give me a break. People have been making fun of people that are overweight since, you know, the turn of the
ever, but
the turn
I
of time,
overweight.
The dawn of time.
What is sad to me about that is that. Well, let me just preface it with this. Okay, there are people who are on medication.
Yes,
and that can make you over. Like there are many factors that can contribute to that. But they were like, and then I blame myself, and I'm like, well, yeah, like any weight I have right now, like I do blame myself. I ate the Samoas yesterday, and I ate four of them, and I knew I should have stopped. And now
there.
Mark brought cookies, and I'm going to eat some of those. And I'm supposed to be logging my diet for my midwife, and she's not going to be pleased with that. So, yeah, I mean, I blame myself. I should blame myself because I sat in bed and ate the Samoas yesterday.
Break it down and just say you had oats.
Yeah,
you're right. I did. I had oats and eggs, and you're right. That is what I had. Thank you, Carl.
Uh-huh.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.